잠시 후 요에이중앙 모의대학 수학능력시험 고등학교 1학년 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 시계를 고르시오.
There are lots of clocks here. What do you think about buying a clock as a present for the Damons?
That's a great idea. Let's choose one.
How about this clock? It looks like a light bulb.
Well, it's very unique, but seems a bit childish to be a present for adults.
Then what about this round one with a movie poster as the background?
It looks great, but I don't think it would be easy to use it to check the time.
What about this rectangular one with a picture of sheep and a pastor on it?
It's more like a TV set than a clock. Let's buy one that looks like a real clock.
Then you probably don't like this one with a bunch of grapes painted on it, do you?
No, I don't.
What about this round one with a hanger on top?
I like that. It looks somewhat classical because of the way it hangs from the hanger. Let's take it.
All right.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello. What can I do to help you?
Well, 2 months ago, I bought a fridge from your company.
Is that so?
I paid a lot of money for it, but it has been giving me trouble.
Sorry to hear that, sir. What seems to be the problem exactly?
The cold control doesn't work properly. I set it at medium, and now it has frozen everything.
That's terrible.
I phoned your company several times, but nobody answered the phone.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. Are you sure you have been using the fridge correctly?
Of course I am.
Do you still have the fridge at home?
Well, yes. Where else do you think I should put it?
Okay, sir. I'll send a repairman to your home to fix it for you. Is that okay?
No, I don't think so. I just want to return the fridge.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
When you wake up from a good night's sleep, you have not eaten anything for about 8 hours. Think of your body as a car. It needs fuel to run properly. Starting the day without breakfast is like driving a car without stopping to fill up the gas tank. If you skip breakfast and do not supply your body with food for many hours, your body can experience stress from being hungry. You might feel tired, or you might find it difficult to concentrate. A person who skips breakfast is not as energetic as a person who has eaten a good breakfast.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Heidi. How's it going?
Not bad. Well, what do you think of our new boss, Mrs. Baker?
Mrs. Baker? She's all right.
Yeah? I don't like her much.
Really? Why?
She doesn't seem to trust us the way Mr. Smith did. Why doesn't she talk with us before she changes things?
Can you be more specific?
You know, our lunch break is 20 minutes shorter now. I'd rather come in early in the morning and keep the lunch break the same as it was before.
Why don't you talk to her about it yourself? She seems like a fair person.
I'd like to, but I don't have the courage to do it.
In that case, I'll talk to her about it for you. I'm supposed to submit a project proposal to her today.
Thanks, Dave. Perhaps she just doesn't realize there's a problem.
Yeah, sometimes we have to tell others what's on our mind.
Oban. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
I can't believe this.
Why? What's going on?
Look at the price of cabbage. It's exactly 4 times the price it was when I bought it last month.
Really? How much was it then?
It was $2 per head, and I bought 6 heads of cabbage at that time. Now it says $8 per head.
Wow, that's too expensive.
I read an article that said there was a severe shortage of cabbage because of the sudden cold weather. But I didn't expect the price to jump like this.
Let's wait for a while. Sooner or later, the price is sure to drop.
It could go up too. Let's buy 3 heads of cabbage.
Well, that's still exactly twice what you paid for 6 heads of cabbage last month.
I know, but we can't live without cabbage.
Okay, let's buy 3 heads of it.
6번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? The signal you have just heard indicates a report of a fire in this building. This is not a drill. Please listen carefully to the following instructions and remain calm. You should check the exit corridor for either smoke or fire. If there is either smoke or fire, immediately walk to the nearest exit stairway. There are exit stairways located at each end of the floor. Do not use the elevators. I repeat, do not use the elevators. Exit via the nearest stairway and go to the outside of the building. Once out of the building, stay away from all doors.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, Russ. It's me. I'm having a bit of trouble with the car, so it looks like I won't be able to see the movie with you tonight.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's the engine. I just had it fixed last week, but it has broken down again.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Actually, I'm stuck near the freeway entrance, and I'm waiting for a tow truck to come.
In this terrible weather?
Yeah, I'm pretty cold. Look, why don't you come and pick me up in your car once they tow the car to the garage?
No problem. Where are you at?
You know the entrance to Arco Freeway?
Yeah, I know where that is. I'll be right there.
Then we still might be able to catch the last showing of the movie.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Can I see your identification?
What? You must be joking.
We have a rule. If you want to order alcohol, you'll have to prove your age.
Seriously, I'm 25 years old.
A rule is a rule. I hope you can understand our policy.
All right, all right. Here's my driver's license.
I can't read this. It's in Korean. Do you have anything in English?
Sure. Here's my passport.
Oh, you really are 25. You look so young. So, what would you like?
Do you have any dark beer?
Yes, we do. We just got a new one called Guten Tag beer.
I'll try it.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm sorry to raise my voice, but I said excuse me 3 times.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
That's okay. It looks like you were lost in what you were doing.
Yes, I'm working on a very important report. What's up, anyway?
Well, why don't you look around you?
Oh, where are all the other students?
They're gone. It's already 11:05.
Really? Then it's past the closing time, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm sorry I've been keeping you. By the way, what should I do with this book?
You know, books can only be checked out from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Leave it there, and I'll take care of it.
All right, thanks, and sorry again.
10번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지금 바로 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Are you okay?
Well, I guess so. Where is my cell phone?
It's right here. Here it is.
Thanks. I was in a hurry to get to school, so I bumped into this tree.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes. Can you help me stand up?
Sure.
Ouch! My right knee hurts a little.
Let me take you to a nearby hospital. I think you might need to go for an x-ray.
No. I don't want to be late for school.
Don't worry. I'll call your teacher and explain what's going on.
Then use my cell phone. Press 2 and you'll be able to talk to him.
All right. Oh, it's not working.
Oh no, I only have his number stored in my cell phone.
I'll call your school and contact him right after I take you to the hospital.
Thanks a lot.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 이용할 교통편을 고르시오.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning. Could you please give me some information about the trains to Philadelphia on weekdays?
Yes. The Orient Express leaves at 6:30 a.m. on Monday and Wednesday, and the Pony Express leaves at 2:10 p.m. on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I want to take the train that leaves in the afternoon. Could you please tell me if there is a seat available?
When do you need the ticket?
For this Thursday.
Just a moment. Let me check. Oh, I'm sorry, but there are no seats available on the 11th.
Oh, could you tell me the date on which there is an afternoon ticket available?
You can get one on the 9th or the 12th.
In that case, I'll take the one that leaves sooner.
Okay, ma'am. Here is your ticket.
Thanks.
12번. 유비 포이트리 컨테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
High school poets can get the opportunity to have their work judged by a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet in the UB Poetry Contest. The contest is open to all high school students. Poetry can be written in any poetic style and on any subject. Each poem must be no longer than 30 lines, typed on one side of A4 white paper only, and be an original work. Only one poem can be entered per person. Entries cannot be returned, so please keep a copy. The deadline for submission is January 25th, 2011, and only submissions made by postal mail will be accepted. There is no fee to enter. Winners will be announced on our webpage and also have their winning poems displayed. One.
Wow, this frying pan is spotlessly clean now.
Oh, it was much more difficult than I had expected. Two.
Look, some chewing gum is stuck to your shoe.
Really? That's why it keeps sticking to the ground. Three.
Please wrap the gum up before throwing it in the wastebasket.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm about to do. 4.
Use this. You will be able to remove that gum more easily.
Oh, thank you. That will make it easier for me to get rid of it. 5.
It's non-stick bubble gum. Go ahead and blow a bubble.
No, thanks. I don't like to chew gum.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, over here.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jake. Welcome. You look the same.
Thanks, but I know I look my age. You haven't changed at all.
Glad to hear that. How was your flight?
It wasn't that bad, but too long. 11 hours.
That's why you look tired.
That's true. I couldn't sleep at all. The people next to me had a baby with them.
Oh, dear. I can imagine how that would be. I'm going to take you right to the hotel so you can rest. We can talk tomorrow.
No, I'm okay. I can't go to sleep right after meeting a friend I've missed for the past 2 years.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, Professor. Do you have some time to see me right now?
I have a few minutes, Steve. What's the problem?
Well, I think my assignment is going to be a little late. I have to go home this weekend, and I won't be able to finish it before I go.
You knew the assignment was due next Monday, before you made plans to go home, didn't you?
Yes, but I thought I'd be done before, and I'm not.
You could just stay and finish it, couldn't you?
That's the problem. It's my parents' 25th anniversary party, and I can't miss it.
Well, when do you think you could hand it in?
I think it could be finished by next Thursday.
That's not fair to the other students. If it's not on my desk by noon Tuesday, I'll have to give you a penalty.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What do you think about television?
I think I like it.
Do you really think so? Don't you think TV programs need to be improved?
No, I don't. Frankly, I love it.
You do? Why do you say that?
By watching television, we can get a variety of information, including the most up-to-date news. It is fun, too.
What about television home shopping?
It enables us to save time. All we have to do is make a telephone call and order the product we want.
Well, I think home shopping makes you spend a lot of money.
I've never thought about it that way. What makes you think so?
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 타라가 남자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tara goes to a restaurant to have dinner with her friends. She parks her car in front of the restaurant. The food is good and she enjoys herself there. After dinner, she goes out of the restaurant and comes back to her parked car. She finds that there is not enough space to get her car out. The car in front of hers is taking up more space than it needs. Tara sees a man sitting in the driver's seat of the car. Tara approaches the driver to tell him that she needs more space to get out. In this situation, what would Tara most likely say to the man?
이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.